You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy, happy Friday. It is Friday, November the 1st. It is the first of the month. In addition to all y'all getting that money, paying them bills. Speaking of which, again, shout out to Curly Q. Just so y'all know, Curly Q ain't answering her phone. Don't even call her. She's got her notification silenced.
Curly, look, Curly, that money already spent. You know we love saying that.
It's gone, like, baby.
Didn't you just get $10,000?
Baby, man, that money been gone. Spent, that money was gone before I even got it, honey. I'm so sorry. But you have a great holiday season. Thank you so much. Click. Right. Curly Q said, would y'all quit talking about my money? Because you know the feds is always listening. She's like, what money?
Right.
Curly Q said, what money? Curly Q going to get a t-shirt. What money?
Like, look. Right. I was trying to get that in cash. And y'all talking too much on the radio. Right. Now they going to trace
it. Now they going to be on me. You right, Curly Q. Let's change the subject. But everybody who's trying to call Curly Q, she's got her notification silent. She's on do not disturb. Yeah. I ain't mad at her.
She ain't on that.
Dude. Yeah. Now, a lot of us, rightfully so, have been wondering why, in the words of my son, for what? Why is Madam Vice President and former President Donald Trump staying in Southeast Wisconsin? Why do they keep coming here? Why? Well,
yeah.
Wisconsin has and will remain, obviously, during this presidential election as what they call a battleground state. Now, we've heard of states that are red. So like where I'm from, Indiana, that's a red state. You're not going to see Madam Vice President or former President Donald Trump in my home state of Indiana anytime soon, because the people in Indiana let the country know, oh, we red over here.
Mm-hmm.
We red. We vote red for the president. We vote red for the governor. Don't even worry about wasting your time or gas coming here, because we've already made our decision. Then there are states like California, super-duper blue. Based on their registered voters and traditional presidential elections, you can expect voters in the state of California to vote left, vote blue, vote Democrat. Now, when it comes to Wisconsin, Wisconsin is what they refer to as a purple state. Okay, so we have a prominent reputation and status of being a purple state, which basically means when you combine evenly the divided 50-50 red and blue in the state of Wisconsin, that makes purple. So whether it's a federal, state, executive election, we in Wisconsin are divided, which is why Madam Vice President and former President Trump stay in Wisconsin, because that is what makes you a battleground state. We are a tipping point. We are a swing state. Sometimes we can swing left. Sometimes we can swing right. But that presence, it determines how we're going to swing our vote. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris understands that the path to the White House goes directly through Wisconsin. Other battleground
very
states,
well,
yeah,
down.
That is how.
Yeah,
and
well,
so no one can deny that Wisconsin is a significant state when it comes to national politics, and especially in this 2024 election. So Madam Vice President being 7 miles away from former President Donald Trump, that is on purpose. It's just like when you see a McDonald's being built. You go back to that construction where McDonald's is being built, you're probably going to see a Burger King and a Wendy's coming real soon. Mm-hmm. It's called market share.
Yep. Yep. No, no doubt. You could even go as recent now. You got Chick-fil-A. You got Cane's right across the street.
Yes.
And you would think, like, man, why would they do that? But you very eloquently broke it down.
Well, thank you, brother.
If you don't understand why Wisconsin's a swing state now, I don't know how else you could put it.
Yeah, because here's the thing, too. Like, for the past 3 general elections or election cycles, we could either go Republican or Democrat. And on top of that, and I'm not even going to go there, I know Professor Sherwin Hughes has probably provided you the education on this, but the Electoral College is also a factor. And so our electorate in the state of Wisconsin is evenly divided. So there's a lot of factors that makes Wisconsin a very critical state. And as Madam Vice President Kamala Harris eloquently stated during her campaign in July, the path to the White House goes through Wisconsin. Those were her words, not mine. And you best believe Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton said, look, don't make the same mistake I made. When I ran for president, I did not spend enough time in Wisconsin. And trust and believe, Trump's campaign understands that as well. But that is what makes us a presidential swing state. And we have been for the past three elections. So please understand, for those that are still undecided, you're wondering whether your vote matters. This is a state where it absolutely matters.
Mm-hmm. This is about the only time people from other parts of the country pay attention to Wisconsin and the Iowas and the Ohios and the Pennsylvanias, because they understand. And then you even have candidates that will come into these places and say, I heard Trump say it the other day, but I'm sure he says this everywhere he goes. But he was like, hey, if we win New Mexico, we win the whole thing. And then I heard him say the same thing when he was in Green Bay. When he's like, we win Wisconsin, we win the whole thing. And, you know, you hear a lot of just political talk, but there's a lot of truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of people that do feel like, and a lot of times you have Wisconsin, Ohio, they're the last states to announce.
Yes.
And to tally up all of their votes, you know, because you'll hear, you know, during the election, be like, all right, you know, out in Georgia, the numbers are in, or Vermont, the numbers are in early. You know, you get all those states, but then when it comes to Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, then they wait to the very end, because every vote counts and matters, because it's such a crucial state.
Absolutely. Let me just break it down just a little bit further, just to reiterate why early voting and voting in this general election matters so much. If you were to look at the state of Wisconsin and break it down by counties, you'll notice that the rural counties of Wisconsin are red. So areas like Waukesha, Oconomowoc, Sheboygan, Port Washington, those are areas that vote red. But if you look at the more urban areas like Racine, Milwaukee, which have a huge population, which is one of the most highly populated counties of the state of Wisconsin, you see a lot of blue. So if blue voters, or excuse me, blue counties aren't voting, that's why the Trump campaign banks on Green Bay, Waukesha. What's the other town that he went to the other day?
Like Eau Claire, all those up north. Yeah,
he knows that those are red and he has to keep them engaged. But now that it's crunch time and it's still split in the middle, because based on the last and most recent Marquette University poll, Madam Vice President was at 49%. And former President Donald Trump was at 48%. And then you had the remaining undecided voters. So that's why it's like, trust me, your vote matters. It matters. In 2008, Wisconsin voted blue for Barack Obama as president. But then in 2010, Wisconsin elected Republican Scott Walker as the governor and Republican Ron Johnson as the U.S. senator. Then in 2012, Wisconsin voted for Obama again while also electing Democratic Tammy Baldwin as U.S. Senator. But then in 2014, Wisconsin voted for Scott Walker for governor. Then in 2016, Wisconsin chose Donald Trump as president. Then to only turn around and elect Democratic Tony Evers as governor and Baldwin to the Senate again in 2018. And then in 2020, as we all know, Wisconsin voted for Democrat Joe Biden to win the White House. So do you see? Do you see how we swing? Do you see why Madam Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump stay posted in this state? That's why. And I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. Because we are, yes, we swing, y'all. We purple. And it says a lot about.
That's amazing. Yeah. Because you know they have done so much research, DT, mm-hmm. to figure out why that is the case. And again, I think that regardless of what the results were, they realized that you got to spend a lot of time here in order to get to win this state.
Yes.
And I don't think the first time we realized that is when Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton did not win Wisconsin. I think there have been times before that you, I mean, people have understood how much of a swing state this is. But yeah, that is the reason why. So did you break it down like that to Darren when he was so frustrated that they continuously come here?
I have not yet. I saved it for the best audience, the Truth Nation. But I will break it down. And, you know, it's also because Wisconsin is such an unpredictable state, you know, in terms of how we vote, based on how, you know, I just broke it down. You know, for people on the outside looking in, like Harris's campaign and Trump's campaign, it's kind of like, man, because we're one minute we're electing U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, then the next we're electing Ron Johnson, we're electing Governor Walker, then we elect Tom. I mean, we literally just swing back and forth every election.
On our YouTube message board, DT, not really a city girl, makes a great statement. She says, to me, it represents independent thinking.
Hmm. Interesting point.
Yeah. That is very interesting way to look at it.
So to not really a city girl's point, Wisconsin voters, you know, we are Midwestern. There's a lot of farmers. There's a lot of focus on the economy. There's a lot of focus on education as well as healthcare. And I think at the end of the day, every election, we're looking at the basic fundamental issues of whether we can truly win across those areas. But from the outside looking in, so for parties like presidential party candidates like Harris and Trump, it's like, man, I don't even know like where to go because they go back and forth. And to not really a city girl's point, we are independent thinkers. And if one or the other is serving more in a way that we can eat better, we have better access to healthcare, that's what we do.
Yeah.
I think that's a great, that's an incredibly excellent point. It's here's the thing. It's not to say that being a swing state is a bad thing.
Right.
It is a factor that weighs in how the election turns out. And it is important for each candidate to understand that you got to stay in Wisconsin as a presidential candidate. Yeah. Because one day,
It brings so much attention, DT, to the state that normally doesn't get a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you travel a lot. You say you're from Milwaukee. They'd be like, where's that? Is that in Minnesota?
I was going to say, there's a lot of people
are geographically challenged. And so if during the biggest night in our country's, you know, democracy, if they constantly talking about Wisconsin this, Wisconsin that, hey, Dane County, hey, Milwaukee County, these are the counties we're looking at, Waukesha County, like these are all the things that you're going to be hearing on a mm-hmm. national basis. People are going to hear and find out where Waukesha County is and Racine County. And so, it makes a great point, and it brings light to a state that people don't typically pay a lot of attention to.
Absolutely. And it boils down to this. It boils down to this, Truth Nation. The strategy for both Harris and Trump is we've got to turn out more of the Wisconsin voters that are already following us than the other party. We got to turn out more of our voters than they do of theirs. Because it is extremely close. And I wouldn't be surprised if both Madam Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump just say, you know what, bump it. Let's just set up shop here. We ain't going nowhere. Or wherever the other goes, we will follow. It's getting hot in her.
Yeah. I would say if we went back and looked at Harris's log of Air Force Two, Air Force Two has probably been in Wisconsin more than any other state, probably even her, you know, D.C. She's probably have not spent as much time in her own home as she has in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh,
so if
absolutely.
Nothing else, you got to give her credit for her efforts of, you know, and showing and prioritizing Wisconsin. Now, you could feel however you want to feel about her, but you can't say that she hasn't prioritized the state of Wisconsin in this election.
Absolutely. When we come back, we got a special interview with someone who is going to talk about some very hot topics, including the current presidential election, the race for the White House. Stay locked in. We're going to hear from this incredible leader when we come back. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You can also stream and watch Chelly and I live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National Small Business Banker. Good morning again, Truth Nation. Happy Friday. Happy early voting week. We've got until Sunday to place our early vote. And then we also have the general election day on Tuesday, November the 5th. Speaking of the presidential election, we have a very, very special guest joining Telly and I live. Darryl Gibson, the Wisconsin Coalition for Harris campaign. Good morning, Darryl. How are you? I know you're extremely busy. We are so excited to have you live here with Telly and I on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Well, I appreciate you all having me, and I am good. I am happy. I am excited, and we got a few days to make history, and I'm ready.
Well, we're ready too, Darryl. And, you know, before you joined us, we were talking about the significance of Wisconsin as a battleground or oftenly referred to as swing state. And a lot of people are still, a significant number of registered voters are still undecided. Why is it so important, in addition to Wisconsin being a battleground state? You know, sometimes we are red, sometimes we're blue. Why is it so important that Madam Vice President, as well as former President Trump, being here so often in the state of Wisconsin until November the 5th?
I think it speaks to directly how important the state of Wisconsin is, right? It speaks to important how our votes are, and it speaks how Wisconsin will decide, you know, how this country looks for the next 4 years. I think VP has made an assertive effort to be here at every moment that she has. It feels like, you know, if she's not at home or she's, you know, she's not, you know, at the White House, she's here because Wisconsin is pivotal in how the country moves forward and winning the election. Right. And I think Wisconsin also represents such a dynamic change of how our country is moving. Right. You know, we're no longer just the land of cheese and cows. Right. We have a long history of different cultures and backgrounds and communities just like this country. So, you know, as goes Wisconsin, you know, goes the country. So I think she sees that. The campaign definitely sees that. And we're not taking anything for granted. I think that's the most important thing is to see here is that, you know, we are working until 8 p.m. on Tuesday to make sure we earn every vote, to make sure she earns every vote. I think that what gives me strength, you know, that what gives me focus, that what, you know, makes me lock in is that it's not just I'm working here in the state. She's here as well. You know, she's doing her time, you know, three stops multiple times throughout these last 3 weeks is crazy, right? Across the state, as still the sitting vice president. you know, as still as a family. So that level of commitment, that level of dedication shows how she feels about Wisconsin and also what she wants to do to make sure our country moves forward. So how can you not stand up? How can you not show up? You know, how can you not see the importance of Wisconsin in this race right now?
We're being joined by Wisconsin Coalition Director Daryl Gibson. And, Daryl, there's a big rally today at State Fairgrounds. And Madam Vice President Harris, along with Glorilla, Cardi B. I know I'm missing somebody else.
Float Millie.
I mean, there's a plethora.
Man,
yeah, Float Millie. Isley Brothers. My bad. But Daryl, yeah, like when you see a lineup like that, I mean, and there's so many like different generations. I mean, you got MC Light, the, you know, our kind of generation, and then you got the younger generation with Glorilla and Float Millie. Like, so what is the goal of these type of rallies? Because we not only see them here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee like we will this evening, but we see them in Georgia. You know, she have other celebrities and artists and entertainers join her. What do you think, like, is the goal of these?
No, absolutely. That's a great question. I think you kind of said it right. It's the intergenerational connection. That, you know, we're trying to show here and right and seeing yourself in various forms in this campaign. I think the major goal here is the fun, right? Like so many times we get bogged down by so much of this division politics we have in this country and in this state, right? And like voting should be a good time. It's an exciting time. It's a connecting time where across generations we could come together and vote on something that we all care about and see the importance in, right? And not only that, seeing the person that we're going to vote for enjoy the moment with us and building that community and building this moment. And, you know, it gets lost in so much of the back and forth and policies and, you know, resumes and things like that. Like at the end of the day, like we're building community, we're building the future, and that's a privilege, right? And it's our right to have fun and enjoy the moment and like enjoy the history that we can make Tuesday, right? So I think it's not just a moment of levity and a moment of getting folks off the vote, right? It's a moment of realizing like, hey, like we have an opportunity to do something that's never been done before. This is a celebration, right? This is a moment to get excited. It's a moment to bring everyone across all generations together and say, hey, like we're not holding anything back. We're going to go in this, you know, in a very joyful, excited way. And we want not just one specific generation to experience it. You know, we want to have everyone here at the door. And like, those are those moments that, you know, you're going to remember 10, 20, 30 years from now where you're sitting down with your grandkids or, you know, you're sitting with your nieces and nephews and saying, man, I was at that concert. I was there that night. And the energy, the excitement, you know, and also, you know, that's just a concert. You know, we're going to hear our VP speak like, how can you not get excited about that? How can you not have fun? How can you not see, you know, the moment that we're in right now? You know, this is something we haven't really done before on this scale. So it is beyond cool that we can experience it, you know, with our grandparents, our fathers and our grandchildren and things like that.
Thank you so much, Daryl. Daryl Gibson, Wisconsin Coalition for Harris campaign, is joining us to speak about the rally this evening. Daryl, we've got one more question for you. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we have proven that we are showing up and showing out, whether we are a Harris supporter or a Trump supporter for these rallies. With Madam Vice President being here tonight and it being a concert and a rally, how can we prepare? What's the best way to prepare? What should we expect in terms of getting there, logistics? Yes. Give us the background on how we can get ready and get hyped up, but also get there safely. So what are the things that we should do and shouldn't do as part of getting to the Wisconsin State Fair Park?
Sure. Awesome. I think that's awesome. A great question. I think the first thing is, you know, come to have fun. Let's get that out the way. Like, come to have a fun. This is not your normal rally. So make sure you come in there with a good spirit. I think the next thing is wear comfortable shoes, wear comfortable clothing. We don't need you suit.
Don't be wearing them red bottoms, y'all. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, this is a concert. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's Summerfest or whatever you do. You know, you're going to be on your feet. You're going to be up and down. So make sure you got comfortable clothes on. I also think, you know, make sure that, you know, you're not bringing, you know, a huge bag of all this type of stuff, right? You know, there are security protocols because, you know, we've all seen, you know, the things that's been going on in this country. So we want to make sure that you get through, you know, security pretty fast. So, you know, build prepare with the minimums, you know, your phone, you know, your wallet, your ID, you know, and those type of things.
We have a question.
I think also when it comes to, you know.
Darryl, what about parking? Will parking be free?
I was just about to say that. Okay. Yep. So definitely promote ride and share. It's just like if you're going to State Fair, we know how parking is when it's State Fair time. So make sure, you know, if you can park and share or you know, ride, share, things like that, there will be parking. But again, that's why I said make sure you wear comfortable shoes. You know, you may have to walk a little, but I think, you know, it's prepared to us. You're going to a major concert. It's the same thing. So be comfortable, be ready to move. You know you're going to be on your feet for a little while. Make sure you stay hydrated. You're going to be, you know, exerting a lot of energy, having fun. But
right.
I think those are the basic things. That if you can arrive early to get the best seat you can, I highly recommend that. If you can ride share, I highly recommend that. And make sure you bring some water. Make sure you stay on your the comfortable shoes to stay on your feet.
We're going to take Curly Q's black limo. We're going to take all Curly Q's black limo to the rally. Darryl Gibson, Wisconsin Coalition for Harris campaign. Thank you so much, Darryl, for joining Telly and I. We really appreciate it. Wishing you a very successful experience tonight as Madam Vice President Kamala Harris.
Madam, yes.
Will be in Milwaukee.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. At the Wisconsin State Fair Park for a concert and rally this evening. Make sure you attend tonight. Thank you again, Darryl. We appreciate you.
So thank you. Make sure you're early vote, folks. The lines are going to be long on Election Day, so make sure you get out there early vote while you still can. All right. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. There it is. Go vote and vote early.
Yeah. Yo, vote early. A lot going on today. That's going to be one heck of a concert, and you might want to get there early. Not really a city girl say, right. It ain't the place to come trying to be cute.
Exactly.
LOL.
Exactly. All right. Well, seriously, y'all, Truth Nation, if you have a plug, I'm just trying to see Glorilla. Okay. I already know who I'm voting for. I just want to go see Glorilla. Yeah, Glow. That's my girl. Love me some Glow.
Hey, maybe it might be time to reach out to some of them City Hall connections.
They listening. But look, I see you, Telly. I feel you. They listen. I always want Denise to entertain and make everybody laugh, but y'all ain't invited me to not one of them rallies. I remember that post November the 5th.
Anywho. Hey, you remember when we were talking to Mayor Johnson and we were like, look, how can we get on the list to be
right?
to greet her? Why is it always the same folks?
He was like, I got y'all. And I was like, no. He's like, call my office.
Like,
I was like, no.
We like, we for real.
I don't want to call your office. I want to call your bat phone. So,
right.
Mayor Johnson, Executive Crowley, come on. Look out for your girl.
Like, you know they gonna be there.
Yeah.
Come on, Crowley and Johnson. Y'all
listening.
Y'all listen.
Don't let me have to get to Curly Q because y'all going to need some campaign. I'm clowning. All right, y'all. Stay locked in. You're listening to The Best Morning Show, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. When we come back, you already know what time it is, y'all. It's Feel Good Friday. So that can only mean that Truth Telling Hits is up next. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
How come he don't run for president with his fine self? He wouldn't have to do no campaigning with me. James Todd.
LL still got that type. He still got that
appeal. What? Girl, look,
LL
I said, girl.
Almost 60, ain't he?
You almost made me say a bad word. Ladies, would you please educate Telly?
He was about to call me girl.
I know. Between Flo, was it Flo Milli and... No. I don't like to speak. I don't like to make monolithic statements, and I don't like to speak on behalf of everybody else, but I'm confident. Ladies, just help me if I'm lying. Does LL still have it? Absolutely.
56 years old.
Fine. Telly, I'm telling you, he wouldn't have to campaign. He wouldn't have to text me about voting. I'd be like, baby, I already voted for you. I voted for you in 1986. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. In the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
Suit.
What? Baby, you got my vote. You had it? You had it now, you had it then, you always have it, LL. See, that's how people need to run for president. The people that you know gonna win. LL.
Yeah.
Phew. Okay, let me stay focused, y'all. It's about that time. And on our YouTube message board, people have been talking about daylight savings time. So thank you, Truth Nation. Yes, this Sunday, and if you happen to be up, out and about, 2 o'clock in the morning, turn that clock back. You get a whole extra hour of sleep. Telly, did you hear that? We get a whole extra hour. See, old people, we love daylight savings time. Like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Young people, too, because they get, well, no, because the clubs, they still close. I remember back in the day, we'd be like, ooh, the club going to stay open. No, we closing just like we was closing last weekend. Am I lying, Ricky?
Not now. We get that extra daylight. The club is staying.
Stays open now?
Yes.
Oh.
And us DJs hate it.
Okay.
We like, well, if we stay in an extra hour, we need an extra hour's pay.
I know that's right.
But you technically don't, though, right? Do you get the extra hour pay, Ricky?
Yeah, we do. Some clubs and bars don't want to pay it, then we like, well, we done that too.
I know that's right. See, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like I said, Telly,
money's not the old two, not the new two.
Money's not everything. Not having it is. And just so you know, Telly, on our YouTube message board, thank you, Markina. Thank you, Not Really a City Girl. The votes are in. LL still has it.
He still has it.
What?
Yeah, Not Really a City Girl.
I know. I ain't got everything, but my vision is still pretty functional. And I just saw LL the other day. Yeah, he's looking mighty good. All right, y'all. We're getting to the end of the show, but you're still going to have 9 more hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. But it is that time where Telly and I must bid you adieu. But before we do, it is Friday. And we're going to go ahead and get the party started. Are y'all ready? It's Feel Good Friday, y'all. We got, man, if Glorilla, if you can hear my voice, come on to the studio. I'm in Milwaukee. I'll be here. Look at Ricky. Ricky's like, we don't have security. We don't have. She'll provide all of that. I would love to meet Glorilla. In the meantime, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Let's give the people what they want. Truth Telling Hits.
Telly Hughes may be a 2-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, but does he know his classic black music? Wait, we aren't playing for Telly's black card. It's DT's turn. Oh, this is going to be good. Denise Thomas may be the effective communication coach, but does she know her classic black music? We will find out now as Telly will put DT's black music knowledge to the test with Truth Telling Hits on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Let's see what you got.
Let's go. It's been a while, DT. It has been a while. Again, folks, we're going to flip the script on this Friday and test DT's black card. We're going to play 6 songs, and DT has to get either the artist and the name of the song. If she gets both, of course, she always gets a bonus. And here she goes. She's stretched out. She good. She ready. Ricky.
Let's go.
Let's hit her with it. Song number 1.
Don't walk away, boy. I'll be right there for you. Jade. Don't walk away.
Boy.
It's not a game.
Ricky.
You got it right.
All right. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. I hope that's the first one we're starting off. We're going to ease her into it. But, man.
Not really a silly girl. Say, go, DT.
They ain't even.
Go, DT.
Yeah, they ain't. Ricky, you played like the first 3 seconds that she knew it. I hope
that's. This next one's going to be a trick.
Here we go with 1970 George Clinton. Here we go. Here goes the P-Funk.
So, Denise is 1-for-1. Song number 2.
Here we go. See?
Yeah, that's the trick one right here.
I'm not going to go for the bonus, but the song title is All I Do Is Think of You.
By which group?
Look, I'm not playing. playing this game. Okay? I'm not taking the bonus. I got the song title right because you know I only know the Troop version. I don't know the original.
The original is by the Jackson 5. And you a Michael Jackson fan.
Exactly. And Michael Jackson is not Jackson 5. Thank you so much. Next song.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Next song.
Song number 3.
So, song number 3.
I'm gonna make oh, my gosh. I know he's from Indiana. He died as well. He passed.
I got you, Telly. I got you.
He passed. Ooh. I forget his name. Yeah. You got
me. That's a good one.
All I know is that I could see his face. He actually passed away, unfortunately, at a young age. His two sisters are singers as well. Man, what's his brother's name?
I believe he passed away like last year or the year
before.
Yeah,
and he's from Indiana. They from Knapp. Shoot, I can't remember his name. Jesse Powell. It's you. That's what it is. Correct. Yeah. Thank you, Curly Q. Appreciate you, sis.
Hey, hey. She, man, Truth Nation came through. Man, that was a good one.
That was, but yeah.
That was a great
song, too. Rest in peace, Jesse Powell.
I didn't know Jesse Powell passed.
Yeah.
He had an illness.
Yeah.
They was sick.
Talented artist. Very talented. And sisters are talented, too.
Well, DT is 3 for 3. Ricky, hit her with song number 4.
All right, this next song.
Am I 3 for 3? Well, yeah, because that's right, because Curly Q hit me.
This next song, you can't get unless you say the original of the song.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Anytime you want me. Go, Mary! Go, Mary! Baby, go, Mary!
Now, who's the original? Because you already know you know this song.
That's all she does. Look. I swear, if she does that dance one more time, I'm
all in the same spot.
Look.
Like she doesn't move.
Look, y'all. Look. And then people paying their money. Go, Mary. Go, Mary. And she does a hop.
Hey, you know what, DT? When she would start doing that and they'd be like, go, Mary, I'd be like, where's she going?
Where's in a circle.
Watch, I'm about to make y'all
she
mad. You know what I say? I want my money back. I want my money back. Tired of you doing that dance.
All right, DT, what's the original?
Was it Mary Jane Girls? Hold on. Was it Mary Jane Girls?
Yes, Mary Jane Girls all night long.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow. Who was the backup singer for Rick James?
Oh, here you go. I was like, there you
go. For Rick James.
What studio did they record it in? What were they drinking when they, I don't know all that.
I got to put you up on game, man.
No, that was a good, yeah, that was a good one. She remains perfect. 4 for 4.
I'm trying, y'all. I'm just.
All right, Ricky.
I'm trying. But shout out to Truth Nation.
You got any more?
Because Truth Nation is holding it down, too. So shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for holding your girl down.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be
easy. You got any more tricky ones, Ricky?
No.
This is going to be easy.
Tell me quiet.
It's going to be easy. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Song number 5.
Oh! We got to let this one ride.
Now, what city they from?
We got it. What city they from? Is it the Midwest, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Is it Shy? Is it Chicago? They from Chicago? No. So for real, Candy Rain. Let's go. Turn up, DJ Ricky. It's Friday. It's First of Fun. Let's go.
Have you ever loved someone so much you thought you'd die? Giving so much of yourself, it seems the only way. Tell me what you want and I will give it to you.
See, brothers, they don't say that no more. Tell me what you want, I'll give it to you. Hey, let's go.
All right, Ricky. Is song number 6 better than this one?
Oh, that's a classic.
Number 6, she might get. She
you
might
know what,
not
Curly
get.
Q? That's what I'm saying. The lyrics in the 90s were so extreme. Have you ever loved someone so much you thought you'd die? Given some. They don't say it no more. It's. What is. What,
yeah, Glow.
Yeah. Touche. Touche. Glorilla, holla at
right.
your girl.
Music.
DT has already won, but we're going to see if she stays perfect. perfect.
Y'all, Truth
she's
Nation,
five for five.
Don't leave me hanging.
Song number six. Let's see if she stays perfect and ride to the weekend.
You see my face?
Oh, she knows
you see my
that
face?
DT. I mean, Ricky.
That's why I said, I don't know.
Curly Q, you see me?
Man,
it's not you walking the room with your man.
Any 90s R&B? Yeah. I guess we should let that ride the way she see, grinding that coffee over there.
Right.
Them young girls, they be doing all of this. See, you got to be like, that R&B 90s?
Not DT for the sexy at 8 in the morning.
Ooh, baby. To get real busy. That's what you got to do in the, that's like, in the 90s.
That face grunts that she mean it.
Mean it.
Cut close.
And you don't have to be afraid of my love.
And who were they produced by?
Keith Sweat. Little Youngin. Talking to a grown woman
hey,
over here.
You got
little young hey. Quipper snatcher. Question me.
Hey.
Shoot. Grown folks
ding,
business.
Ding, ding, ding. 6 for 6. DT crushing.
Shoot, not really a city girl. You see me over here. That's how you do it. Them young, young girls, they be, you got to be like this. It's the 90s. Like,
not really a city girl telling you, D. She's like, get it.
And look, look at the face, y'all. Look at the face, y'all. That's right. You got to get that face like this. You ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Talking about you going out with your boys. Look at this. You think he gonna leave when you do that? Look at that. He ain't going nowhere. Just be like,
man, she tripping, man. I'm gonna get it up with y'all later.
My girl,
you ain't gonna ever admit the real reason.
Exactly. And why he on the phone talking about, man, she tripping, and that, just stay like this.
Man, she said I can't leave the house.
Man, she tripping, man. I'm gonna get up with y'all. We playing ball tomorrow, though.
And
like, no, I'm talking about the club tonight.
And you ain't going to breakfast neither. Breakfast gonna be right here. You ain't going nowhere. Right. All right.
It's a family show.
I didn't say, see, look at young people. I'm being subtle, and then you gotta just call me out. What's wrong with y'all young people? Y'all talk too much.
They in school. They in school by now anyway, Ricky. Stop hating.
Y'all talk too much. Way too much.
I gave your song, though. You won fair and square.
Pump it up for me. It's my theme music, y'all. Let's go, Glorilla. Let's go.
I think DT gonna make a trip up to the state fairgrounds today.
Tell you, I can't lie.
She too close for you not to do it.
That's my girl. Like, I be in the gym like this. I be in the gym like this, y'all. Look, I'll make all the white people nervous, okay? They be like, oh, my God, what is she doing? All right, y'all.
Coopin' on Coopin'.
Ew.
What you say? Coopin' on Cuban. Let's go, Glorilla. Shoes. Curdy. I love Glorilla. When we come back, we're going to give you our truth of the matter and get you ready for Professor Sherwin Hughes and 9 more hours of live. What not really silly girls say? Cuban on Cuban. We'll be back, y'all. I'm cocky, but I was just humble. They didn't appreciate it. Young, wealthy, and wretched. I'm the hood motivation. On top of the world now. They tried to underestimate me.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Y'all, it's Friday. Happy, happy Friday. Thank y'all so much for making this week, especially, a great week for Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Cannot thank you enough. Y'all are the best listeners on planet Earth, and we could not do this without you. So my truth of the matter is this. As we are approaching the final days of early voting, which brings us to our general election voting day on Tuesday, November the 5th, prepare mentally, emotionally, and physically. Prepare. It's going to be a good day. We also want to prepare. And the most important preparation will be our mindset. Vote for who you want to vote for, but don't punish, persecute, or enact any type of violence or uncivil actions towards someone who may not be voting the same way you are. Let's pray that whatever is part of the Most High's plan of who is the best person to unite this country, that's who will ultimately be the person that gets elected. And if it's not the person that you wanted that does win, remember, one man does not control or own or operate or dictate how we show up as humans. There's a higher power. So let's stay focused, y'all, and let's be united, and let's get this done. That's my truth of the matter.
Yeah.
Good truth of the matter. My truth of the matter, I'll keep it real simple and real quick because it's pretty much a part two of what I was saying yesterday. This is not the time to get fatigued. We know we are all sick and tired of all these campaign ads and everything that's going on, but the end is almost here. The end is on Tuesday. So again, continue to make sure you want to make an informative decision and vote for yourself. We're not about to sit up here and keep talking about how important it is. You've been hearing about how important it is to vote for however long now. So again, you just have to decide and be intentional in going out and doing so. That is my truth of the matter.
Thank you, Telly. DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Y'all have a great weekend. We will see and hear y'all on Monday, Lord willing. Make it a great weekend. Tell somebody you love them and go vote.
Peace out.